Good morning. Moisture riding up and along, a cold front passing through interior New York and New England, producing a slug of rain overnight and now early this morning. Behind the front, temperatures turning decidedly cooler and dropping quickly through the 50s, 40s, and 30s from south to north throughout the region. It looks like we'll have a transition in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains to some sleet and snow before this wave of precipitation winds down later this morning and into the early part of the afternoon. The wave of low pressure will push to the north and east, and a decided break for the middle of the day. Still skies will be cloudy, and temperatures will continue to slide back through the 40s and 30s by late afternoon. Then we'll turn our attention to the south. A wave of low pressure emerging out of the Gulf of Mexico will head toward the Tennessee Valley and off south of Long Island overnight tonight. This will bring precipitation back into the region for the overnight hours, but with temperatures sliding back below freezing, it will be mainly in the form of snow. The snow will be lightest closer to the Canadian border, where just a few snow showers will not amount to much, but where the precipitation is steadiest from I-90 points south into the Catskills, Taconics, Litchfield Hills, and Berkshires, as much as 2 to 4 inches of snow could fall. There could be isolated locations with as much as 5 to 6 inches of snow by first thing tomorrow morning. Further south and in the milder air, it will take longer to change back over to snow, so 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected in these locations. So a general coating of about 2 to 4 inches of snow across the I-90 corridor, including the Greater Capital District over into the Berkshires by early tomorrow morning. Then we'll dry things out for the day on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, a blustery northwest wind, and temperatures in the lower to mid-30s. Even colder air for Sunday, staying mainly in the 20s to around 30 with a good amount of sunshine. Another system will take a similar track on Monday, and by Monday morning we'll see snow break out across interior New York and New England, and this will turn into a messy mixture of sleet, freezing rain, and just plain rain by the end of the morning drive. Temperatures on Monday will stay in the 30s. This will be followed by another shot of Arctic air with highs only in the 20s through midweek next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories continue for the Deep South and Texas, across the Ozarks, into the lower Ohio Valley and southern tier of New York. An ice storm warning is in effect for the Ozarks into the Mississippi Valley. Significant icing is going on right now as a wave of low pressure emerges out of the Gulf of Mexico and heads toward the Tennessee Valley, pulling in ample moisture. This could lead to a disruption in infrastructure, including difficult travel and issues with aviation. North of the ice zone, precipitation will be all snow, and as much as 3 to 6 inches will accumulate around Oklahoma City and just south of St. Louis. Further north, the cold air itself will be making headlines as temperatures will struggle to even get above zero. Parts of the upper Midwest and northern plains will experience wind chill values between 20 and 30 below. And out west, another storm is producing snow and freezing temperatures for a large part of California into the Great Basin. Sub-freezing temperatures are expected even into Las Vegas, with snow in the mountains outside of San Diego. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with freezing rain and fog, 30 degrees with a west wind at 62 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 15 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 40 degrees, the dew point 38, 93% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches, and it is currently holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Key West, Florida, to a low of 38 below zero at Maybell, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain and fog, temperatures falling into the 50s, Boston, cloudy with rain, readings falling into the 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees, the low 27, the average temperature 40, that's 8 degrees above normal. 0.3 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, that's also the total for the month, and 40.48 inches for the year. There's been 2.1 inches of snow so far this season, which is 2.3 inches below normal. There were 25 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month 153, and 1,523 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees, the average low 25, the record high 68 set in 2001, and the record low 5 below zero in 1901. Sunrise this morning is at 7:11 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with rain showers and possible snow showers this morning, especially in the mountains. Temperatures holding in the 30s. Cloudy tonight with light snow likely, closer to Glens Falls with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain showers this morning, then a break, rain moving back in later this afternoon with temperatures falling through the 40s. Rain transitioning to sleet and snow tonight with lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and snow showers this morning, even some sleet, then a break. Light snow likely tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain showers this morning, then a break. Rain showers moving back in later, temperatures falling through the 30s. Rain transitioning to sleet and snow tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with rain showers this morning, then a break. Rain showers moving back in later, with temperatures falling through the 30s. Snow tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, blustery and colder, lower to mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday, cold, near 30. Snow Sunday night and early Monday morning, then some sleet and freezing rain mid-morning Monday, changing to rain showers, highs in the upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and colder Tuesday, lower 30s. Then partly sunny and very cold with scattered flurries and snow showers Wednesday and Thursday with highs only in the mid-20s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.